Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's welcome in our man James Hamm of the Insiders. Hammer, Kings basketball is back tonight. There's been all sorts of debate all day about the direction this team should go and what they should have done and what they shouldn't do. Me, I'm excited for the season.
Yeah.
I'm excited basketball is back tonight. I recognize there could be some moments where it looks a little rocky, but I'll wait for those moments to get here. Hopefully... those moments don't begin tonight, yeah. Hammer, because I don't think Phoenix is very good.
Yeah, I mean, as much as the Kings have problems, so does the Phoenix Suns. I mean, the Phoenix Suns don't have a true point guard. You know, they're down Jalen Green. They have some sort of savvy vets to go along with, you know, Devin Booker and, you know, the potential like Mark Williams. And, you know, they have some nice things, but... They're also a team that underwent a gigantic change over this offseason, and we don't know what that's going to look like for them either. I think they're in really they're not nearly as talented as the Kings. They're not nearly as deep as the Kings. But, you know, the Kings are also missing two starters walking into this game, and they just signed Russell Westbrook like 5 days ago. Like, we don't know what this Kings team is going to look like, and so we'll have to see how the cards play out.
Do you look at this team and think that there's any, how do I put this? Do you see a pathway where they get off to some type of hot start? Now, I mean, when I say hot, I mean
5-5,
7-3, something like that. Do you see that, even though they don't have Keegan Murray for a little while? Hopefully they get Sabonis back real soon, but like, I think we talk about, like, the doomsday scenario with this team, and I can see that. I can see where it's just a rough start to the season. Does anybody, and I'll ask you, see a scenario where it's the complete opposite?
Yeah, I think we did an interesting exercise yesterday on the podcast, and I'll do it with you guys right now. Like, what do you think is the most wins this team can get this year? Like, what's their ceiling, in your opinion?
46.
Yeah, I'm 44 to 46. That's where I've always been.
Okay, so I said 46, right? What is the floor?
I say 30.
An honest floor. What do you think it is?
Now that we're dealing with stuff already, like, for me, I still find some of these numbers outrageous. I'd say 38.
Oh, wow. That's really high.
Is it?
Okay,
God, that's just crazy to me that that's high.
I would say the floor of this team is more like 31 or 33, like what Kenny said.
What,
but that's
disaster.
The floor. That means that injuries hit and bad things happen. Right. I just, like, there's a pretty wide, like, swath here between, like, I'd say between 14 and 15 game, like, plus or minus. Like, we have no idea what this team is going to be. Kyle asked me earlier, you know, if you could get 2 and 3 out of the first five, would you take it right now? And I said, no, mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
I heard you say, like, that. Yeah.
The first five, I mean, you need 3 and 2. Like, just looking at the teams they're playing, you need 3 and 2, and you can possibly get 4 and 1. You know, so that's where you should be aiming. You should be aiming for 4 and 1. And if you don't, like, that's where, like, this is going to get pretty ugly, because there, it doesn't get any easier after the first five. Like, I've talked about this for a while. The first 19 games are ridiculous. The first five aren't that bad. Mm-hmm. It's the next 14. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those games is OKC, and one of them is on the back-to-back after you play OKC. But that was the other point that I was making to Kyle earlier, is that just look at the schedule. Like, any game that you think could be at least a little bit lighter, almost every single one of those games is on the second night of a back-to-back. Outside of these first two games, you know, you look at Chicago, you're like, okay, they can beat Chicago. Chicago's the night after they play OKC. Mm. You look at Atlanta, you're like, Atlanta's a good team, but they're still young. They're still figuring things out. You might be able to get Atlanta, right? Especially at home. You're playing at home. You're playing OKC the night before. It feels like every single time you have a game that you might be able to get, you play OKC the night before. And so, like, really, the schedule is difficult. And I don't know how they'll fare, but if they somehow come out of the first 19 games at 10-9, mm-hmm. I think it's, like, game on. Like, this thing is going to go well. Like, they're going to be in it this season. And it, as far as a playoff team or a play-in team, mm-hmm. if it doesn't go really well, like, I won't be surprised, number one. But then it's like, it's going to be scramble mode the whole time. And then we're going to look at January and going to be like, okay, if they get to this point and they're not this far away from 500, should they be sellers or should they be buyers? You know what I mean? We're going to start questioning, at what point do you start to, like, piece this thing out, or do you add? And so I don't know what direction the season's going to go. And I feel like there is such a, like, huge disparity between what a good season and a bad season would be for this team. And so we just kind of got to figure out what they look like, you know, at maybe every five games, like Dave Yeager used to do, like, check in at five games, check in at the second five games, and see if they're improving, see if they're not, and if they're in trouble or if they're still swimming. And I definitely think that we can, we'll be able to know quite a bit about this team, not just in the first two games, but in the first, you know, 5 or 10.
Does it matter how those games look? Like, if I think you said 10-9, we could, this thing could be go positive. Does it matter how those games look?
No, like, for me, in an 82 game schedule, like, when you're this type of team, when you're a 500-ish team, maybe a little above, maybe a little below, to me, like, just win, figure it out. You know, if you look great for a stretch and you're clearly on a path, but you keep coming up a little bit short, maybe I would change my mind a little bit. But there has to be, like, clear evidence. You remember a couple of years ago when the Beam team won, right? Mm-hmm. Right away, they came out of the gate and they weren't hitting three-pointers. And I, like, they were just a little bit off. And I told you guys right away, like, this team is on the cusp of being something crazy. Because if they just have this one little thing go right, if they just start hitting a couple more threes, they'll have one of the most explosive offenses in the league. I kept saying, like, look at their offensive and defensive ratings. They're projecting out as, like, this really, really good team. I don't know how, but, and it doesn't make any sense because they just put that team together, but you could see the advanced statistics were showing you that they were better than their record. They were better than the 0-4 they started the season. So now you start, you know, kind of figuring out how they're piecing things together this year. We won't know right off the bat, unless, again, they just get clubbed two games in a row right off the bat and they don't look good against the Lakers. They lose by 40 to OKC, and then, you know, they don't put a good showing up against Chicago the next day. We'll be like, okay, this is going to be, like, a long road. But I do think that there is there is room for positivity here.
Yeah. I was just stuck on the spiral, right? Like losing by 40 to OKC. They didn't lose the 40 to champions when they had DeMarcus Cousins and John Salmons. Yeah. That's not going to happen here. But they do. I agree with Hammer and everybody else. They do need to take advantage of this early stretch they have of winnable games, and more so when you talk about winnable games because of injuries, not necessarily because the Kings are a good or a bad team, but you're dealing with injuries. You're not going to have Sabonis for the first two games. If you can find a way to get those two wins or get one of the first two, I look at that not only as you're starting 1-1, but you're able to keep yourself above water while Sabonis is out. Same thing with the other three games of that stretch and any game that you have that Keegan Murray isn't out. If you can get that game or while Keegan Murray is out, if you can get those games while you're shorthanded, that'll kind of set you up for when you get past that tough stretch and things start to settle down a little bit. Plus, you'll start getting guys back.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I get that, but injuries are such a huge part of the NBA. I mean, again, you're playing Phoenix tonight without Jalen Green. Mm-hmm. They'll probably sit Lauri Markkanen on Friday just because they want a better draft pick, even though it's the second game of the season on Friday. Maybe not. Maybe he'll play, but let's be honest. LeBron James isn't playing on Sunday. And when we get to OKC next week, OKC might be without Jalen Williams still. And when you get to the Bulls, they may be without Kobe White. So, like, you know, there are reasons you lose games. There are also, like, at some point, there are excuses. Mm-hmm. Like, the roster isn't built correctly to withstand the loss of Keegan Murray. I get it. But that's an excuse. You had 4 months to figure out how to have a backup that could play the three and the four. Like, so I get it. Like, Kenny, I understand what you're saying, but these other teams are going to be shorthanded too. Not every team is at full strength every single game. And, you know, it's a bummer for the Kings to come out of the chute without Domas and without Keegan, but you know, that's the game. It is.
There's probably so the other side of that is, like, is Phoenix very good? Like, we don't know. We're guessing. We're making, you know, proclamations and all this stuff. We're doing that with the Suns. We're doing that with the Kings. We're doing that with all of these teams. But I think there's something to be said if the Kings win tonight. And I know Utah is bad. If the Kings go 2-0 and you do that without Domas and Keegan and hell, even Isaac Jones, just for depth purposes tonight, like, yeah, that should breathe a little extra life into Kings fans. It should breathe a little extra life into the players. Like, yeah, like we're up against it already. Mm-hmm. And we had a response like this. DeMar told us during training camp, but us, we weren't there, told you. I think it was media day. Yeah, like, I don't like the way this team is talked about. They act like we don't have talent here. Stop short of saying we're not the Charlotte effing Hornets. Like, right. We've got a squad here.
Right.
And yeah. It's like, those are all great things to say. Now, DeMar and the rest of this team, Russ said something similar when he was introduced to the media on Sunday. He said, I love how everyone doubts this team. Okay. Well, everyone has said that. Now we've got to go act on it.
Yeah, that's always the question. How do you respond? And, you know, like I you know, again, earlier with Kyle, we were talking about, you know, the way that Shea answered the questions last night after the game. Like, that was a perfect answer. Like a guy who just won the MVP and an NBA championship said, hey, we didn't shoot the ball that well, but, you know, we hang our hat on defense, and that's how you sustain. That's when shots aren't falling, when things aren't going your way. If you still play really hard defense, you still put yourself in a position to have a shot. That's where the, you know, like Doug Christie's trying to instill all this stuff into them. I just, you know, again, you hope that they have the players. They have talent. They have offensive talent all over the place. But do they have a cohesive unit? Do they have chemistry? Do they have the necessary pieces to space the floor and to defend anybody? I think it's going to be a work in progress the entire season. But, like, again, I don't think the Kings' ceiling as a defensive team is to be like a top 10 defensive rated team. Actually, I don't think there's any way, like, even to project them to be anything better than, you know, 18, 19 is probably being generous. And if they somehow got up to like 15, that would be a mild miracle, like just by judging at the pieces that they have in place. So, like, you know, defensive scheme can help those things. But at the same time, like, this team has got to go out there and find an identity very quickly. And they've got, they also have to figure out how all these pieces work together. I mean, I don't know how the trio of Dennis Schroeder and Malik Monk and Russell Westbrook work together. And they're going to have to figure that out on the fly, like really quickly, or it can look a lot like me ball. Like, you know, everyone gets to take a turn, I guess, and maybe they don't. Like, this team has got to find like who they are and identity and sort of a spirit about them, like very quickly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Yeah, to what both of you guys are talking about, to Damian's point, I mean, there's just, you know, what I would deem, if I were them, a lot of disrespect going around. It's one thing to be critical or cynical of a team and, you know, hey, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. It's just disrespectful to, you know, a few different top flight players' careers, you know, and if I were them, I'd be pretty pissed off going into this game. I'd be pretty pissed off going into the season with the way that people have talked about this team, talked about those individuals. I'd be pretty hot if I cared And that's the question. That's a legit question. Do you guys care enough to do something about it? Do you care enough to shut people up or prove them wrong? And I think that's going to be one of the biggest questions to this season, especially the early part of the season, while still fresh in everybody's mind.
Yeah, I get that. But what I haven't seen is a lot of disrespect aimed at DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine or Russell Westbrook or Dennis Schroeder or Domantas Sabonis. What I have seen is a lot of disrespect at the collective. And that's different. You know what I mean? It's not like someone saying, oh, they got a whole team of wash guys.
They said no, they said those guys will make Sabonis retire. That's disrespectful to guys that have achieved more than him in this league. I'd be fair, pissed
a guy
off.
A guy said that.
That's true. That's fair.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
it's hella funny when you say it out loud. They're gonna make Sabonis retire early. That's amazing.
I also like when I watched the post game last night. Chet Holmgren decided to like storm the set, right? Which was fun. Everyone was excited. Like yeah, Chet's sure. Like, all right, I'm gonna go over and hang out. I'm not sure why he decided to do that without a shirt on.
Yeah, put some clothes on.
Put some clothes on. But then, like, he's standing right next to like three guys that are one who's in the Hall of Fame and two that will be in the Hall of Fame. So you've got T-Mac, you got Vince Carter, and you've got Carmelo Anthony. Like, this is kind of the point. Like, Chet Holmgren is the one with a ring. The other three aren't. Individual accomplishments, you know, they're fine, you know, and but it doesn't matter if you can't play as a team and if you can't figure out how to win. And to me, like, they're all looking at his ring, and then they open the ring up and there's a ring inside the ring and all that stuff. But like, that's what we're talking about. It's not that the collection of talent is bad. It's that the collection of talent is mismatched. And it's just tough. It's tough to win when you've got a, you know, it's not like we don't have a track record with these guys. Like, between, you know, DeMar DeRozan and Russell Westbrook, we're talking about, this is like, they're going to have 35 years of NBA experience. We know exactly who they are. We know exactly who Zach LaVine is going into year 12, exactly who Domantas Sabonis is going into year 10. It's not like people are like taking shots at, like, again, individual players, but like, we kind of have seen these players with, you know, with each other, with different versions of the players that they're going to play with. And you see how it works sometimes and how it doesn't other times. Like, being a team, I think OKC is the ultimate like design of a team that, you know, like, it's a version of a team that's going to work really well for a couple of years, where it's defensive minded and, you know, they all slot into very specific roles. And I don't know how you slot the Kings players into specific roles yet. And I'm gonna have to see how it works, but that's a huge question mark. Like, again, how does Malik Monk and Russell Westbrook and Dennis Schroeder work as like a trio that might play in the backcourt, either together at times or, you know, as a trio, like, or as just two of them at one point? Like, how do those guys function? How does that group function? How does Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan function when we've already seen that, not just last year in Sacramento, but for 3 years in Chicago? There are like plenty of things that would lead you to believe that some of the pairings that they have are not going to work together. But then again, it's a coin flip. We have no idea what the entirety of it's going to look like. And so I'm intrigued for sure. But, you know, again, at this point, this roster looks more like something that you would put together in 2K and try to figure out. And that's not usually how, you know, sustainable winning happens at the next level, at this level.
I disagree a little bit with the shots that have been taken at, you know, the collective versus the individuals.
Hella individual shots. Yeah, especially
now that Russell Westbrook is here. I did take a look at something just a minute ago, Hammer, as you were talking. It's just numbers, and I'll bring them to you. DeMar DeRozan is entering his 17th season in the league. So he's played 16. Of those 16 seasons, DeMar DeRozan has made the playoffs 7 times. Again, just a number, giving it to you. Russell Westbrook is entering his 18th season, so he's played 17. Of those 17, Russell Westbrook has made the playoffs 13 times.
I think he's made it 9 in the last 10.
This group has played winning basketball before. Zach LaVine has played once. I don't know how many years Zach LaVine has been in the league off the top of my head. I just know
11.
The number. I just
this
know
will
the
be
number.
Year 12.
But so whether it's 11 or 12, the number for him, I think, is just 1. And he did that, obviously, with DeMar a handful of years ago. And DeMar has been on Toronto, San Antonio, and Chicago. He's made the playoffs with all 3 of those teams. It's just the idea that these guys play a brand of basketball that doesn't amount to winning is absurd. It's absurd with DeMar DeRozan to me, and it's absurd with Russell Westbrook to me. Now, Hammer, to your main point, how does all of this work together? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's Scott Perry's task. That's Doug Christie. Doug Christie's task is to figure out how this works together. Mm-hmm. Scott Perry's task is to recognize if it's not what he's going to do and how quickly he's going to do it. But I just really dislike the narrative that these guys don't play a form of winning basketball.
Yeah, I don't like I'm with you. Like, there's plenty of playoff games amongst those players. But again, it's about how do they all fit together? And a team isn't about who can collect the most guys who might make the Hall of Fame. That's not, you know, again, if it was, the Clippers would have like 5 rings. You know, that it's just not the way that it works. You've got to put players together that actually complement each other and fit together. And again, it's why, you know, again, I think you had 4 players standing up at the podium, well, at the desk yesterday talking. 3 of those guys are literally Hall of Famers, and one of them isn't. And one of them has a ring and the others don't. Like, it's not about like who's the best player. It's about who fits together and how you make a complementary roster. And again, I'll say this, like the Beam Team won. The Beam Team one didn't have success because it was just some like crazy out of nowhere, how did this work? It was because they had all kinds of complementary pieces that worked together. You know, like, did guys shoot above, you know, their career averages here and there? You know, sure. But like, if you're going to have Domas, you surround him with long and athletic shooters. You know, like, we can talk all we want about how Kevin Huerter fell apart in the final 2 years here in Sacramento. He's a 6'7" starting shooting guard who in the first year with the Kings shot like what, 38.9 or something from 3. Like, there are ways in which players fit together and ways that you can see a team lay out that will complement each other, and then ways that they don't. And like, we're going to have to see if these players can figure out ways to complement each other. But it does, like, I'm left with questions about, again, a team with most of their rotation are like low 30% 3-point shooters. That's tough. It's just tough in the modern NBA to keep up like that.
So, I'm with you, Hammer, but I'm leaning a lot closer to Kevin Huerter had the season of his life here.
Of course.
I did not feel that way 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel that way today.
I just want to respond to something when we get back.
Okay. Yeah. Kenny's going to respond. That means he's going to fight with you, Jimmy. So just be prepared. What Kenny just said is when we return, me and James are going to fight. So it's the battle of the century. It's the fight of the century. James Hamm and Kenny Caraway. Of course we're fighting on opening night. Why wouldn't we? It's the Kings and the Suns. We'll talk more with James Hamm when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
I don't know what's going on the TV, but the NBA on TNT or the NBA on ESPN or ESPN Tip-Off, whatever this show is called now, it's back because Shaq just appeared to have thrown several thousands of dollars onto the table.
Ernie.
And Chuck is wearing...
Shaq dollars?
No, they were real. No, that was money.
Ernie, I've got NIL for you to come to Sac State.
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
Just real quick, how do we feel about Charles's suit?
Wouldn't be my first choice.
It's very busy. Also, it's very busy for television.
Also, Charles doesn't it doesn't feel like he tailors his suits. So
I'm pretty
that
sure
that doesn't help either.
Charles just said that Joel Embiid and Paul George are making the All-Star team this year. So
he
that's
said
where
Paul
that's
George
at.
Too?
Yeah, so that's where we're at right now.
Chuck is back.
And yeah.
Chuck is back. You know what a stronger take might have been is I don't know if Paul George is going to play before the All-Star game.
That's what they were yelling at him about.
That was a stronger take right there.
BJ,
he's already ineligible.
Man.
I can't wait.
I'm glad Joe's playing tonight because I absolutely did not think he would be.
I didn't know when we was going to see Joel Embiid.
Yeah, but we'll see him tonight.
That's I retired good. Him like three different times this year.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I mean –
Go ahead.
I see some things going on in Philadelphia.
You do?
Yeah. If Joel can play and he's healthy, let's say Paul George is healthy. Yeah,
he's not.
Well, I'm saying like when he gets healthy. Like if this is just
he
like
he plays the rest of the season healthy?
Yeah. Okay. And you get VJ Edgecombe, who looks like he might be an mm-hmm. all-rookie selection.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry McCain is coming back. Mm-hmm. Tyrese Maxey. I don't know what I see, but I see something.
But isn't that it? Aren't they going to run into the issue? Well, I guess Denver got super far last year. I feel like you're going to run. And maybe you don't need that much depth in the Eastern Conference this year. So, I don't know. Maybe there's something to it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to it. Do you want me to leave while you fight James? Or
not going to fight James.
You wanted to respond to something and you...
Never fight James.
You look like Perk James. Talking to L. Duncan a second ago when he was getting ready to lay this out. Stop looking at James that way. It's terrible.
So, James was talking about the set on the halftime show of NBC yesterday with Chet Holmgren with his championship and Carmelo, Vince Carter, and Tracy McGrady, who didn't win anything, even as championship-wise, even though they were Hall of Fame players. And the only issue I have with that outlook is, to a certain degree, that implies that they did something wrong in their career and Chet did something right to win. And my outlook on that would be like, Chet, you didn't have to do the things we had to do. The person that can come up to me face to face and say, like, I figured out how to do it before you is SGA, not Chet. If you were asked to score 25 a night and the defense lock in on you every single night and win you wouldn't win a championship. Like, if you take SGA off that team, take Jalen off that team, and it's Holmgren's team, like it was Vince in Toronto, like it was Tracy in Orlando, and Carmelo, he ain't going to have no ring to show him. And that's the thing that happens with guys like Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan that kind of gets looked at in a negative light. Like, we've said it before, and James agrees when I say this. We look at Zach crazy if he scores 14 points in a game. We look at him like, bro, you are awful. Like, what was the story last year when he had like 14 on 5 of 7 against the Warriors, and we're like, you had a bad game. He's like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and we were looking at him crazy. We were like, what are you talking about? That's like, I think that gets devalued, what those guys are able to do. And I think it gets devalued here in Sacramento with this particular team, DeRozan and LaVine, and what they're able to do as far as scoring-wise.
You talk about luxuries. Imagine DeMontis Sabonis having 7 rebounds in a double overtime game.
And then talking to the team, talking to the post-game.
Yeah.
He did have 28 last night, though. Balling.
7 rebounds.
Okay, so my rebuttal is this. Everybody has a job at the NBA level. And yes, like, there are stars that get paid a whole bunch of money and they have their responsibilities to score every night. But that doesn't mean that whatever DeMar DeRozan does as a scorer each and every night is equal to or greater than what Keegan Murray does as a defender or what Domantas Sabonis does as a rebounder. Like, everybody has a job, and some of the guys out there, they have this really cool job that they get to get rich and famous because they score the most points. But it doesn't matter. Like, Scottie didn't win rings until he had – I mean, Michael Jordan didn't win rings until he had Scottie Pippen.
But it does matter, him. It does. That's why I say, when you guys devalue this, it does matter. That's his job. That's what he does. And when you say it doesn't matter, that's not true. And that's not fair to those guys. They're doing their job.
It doesn't matter more than what other people do that is just different than scoring. It doesn't.
I agree with that. But when you say it doesn't matter, like, all right, more is now the word now. Like, I get that. And I understand that. But I think it gets devalued when it's like, yeah, you score a bunch of points. Like, so what? They score a bunch of points because those other guys can't.
No. They score a bunch of points because that's a hierarchy of their team. Like, I mean, like, look, there are players around the league that score points. I mean, Cam Johnson is playing for the qualifying, Cam Thomas mm-hmm. is playing for the qualifying offer because all he does is score. And he's even gotten better at other aspects of the game that's kind of getting overlooked. But, like, look, I think that, yeah, there's a certain amount of pressure that comes with being a high-end scorer. But, like, every single one of these dudes was the highest scoring player on their high school team. And the highest scoring player on most of their college teams. Like, that's who when they get to the league, either you figure it out or you don't. And what you can't do is go out and get a whole bunch of pieces that their main job is to score and then ignore all the other aspects of the game, because that's not what the game is about. That's why Oklahoma City won the championship last year. They got a bunch of rando dudes who play defense as hard as anybody has ever seen. Like, in the modern NBA, they are a really, really good defensive team. They've got one top tier scorer, but, and a second really, really good scorer. But, like, if you take away those guys, you can find other players that score. Like, you might not have the MVP, but at the same time, like, man, there are guys who score 20 points on bad teams forever. And that's fine. You know, the Kings used to be a team where guys never had a great year in their career, and they come to Sacramento and they score 20 a game. Like Antoine Carr, Rodney McCray, Wayman Tisdale. Like, there's a whole group of them that came through Sacramento as, like, either busts or, like, guys who just weren't working out in the NBA. And chances are those players were really good where they were before, but there were better scorers above them on the depth chart who got all the shots, and they don't. And so, I don't know. Like, my point is that when we were watching that interview, it takes a Chet Holmgren on your team. It takes, like, the players who are willing to sacrifice some of what they their scoring ability to go play defense and rebound and block shots and do all the other things other than score if you hope to win championships. And for me, I don't think it's disrespectful to say that the Kings have a whole bunch of guys who are known for one thing primarily. Like, Russell Westbrook is an outlier with this group. He's one of the, you know, the biggest, like, multi-stat stuffer guy that we've ever seen. He's a guy who averaged a triple-double four seasons in his career. But, like, DeMar DeRozan is a scorer. Zach LaVine is a scorer. Malik Monk is a scorer. Like, you keep getting to this point where it's like, how many scores do you need when you don't have anyone that can defend? You don't have anyone, like, without Domas and Keegan Murray on the team, who the hell is going to rebound for this group? How are they not going to lose by 15 rebounds per game? And if we match that with the fact that they could lose by 9 to 15 points on the three-point line with the same group, like, that's how you lose games. And so, like, that's where fit in the NBA means so much. Having five players that fit together, and again, that's why Beam Team 1 worked, because they all fit. You had, you know, again, even Malik Monk coming off the bench, he's like the closest facsimile to Bobby Jackson we've ever seen in Sacramento, but he brought something different and mixed it up. That was his ingredient that he changed that added something different to the Kings, outside of the fact that they surrounded themselves with all of their two stars with great shooters. And so, like, that's my concern with this season. It's not that they don't have talent. I think they have tons of talent. It's just, at what point do you have to have the other aspects of the game actually matter? Rebounding, blocking shots, playing defense. Those things matter. And that's why most of the NBA outside world has this team winning 35 or 36 games.
I agree 100%. My issue is, once again, I think you devalue the scoring. And also, because Melo, Vince, T-Mac never played with a Chet Holmgren, that's not their fault, or they didn't do something wrong not to have a championship. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I didn't say that.
I'm not saying you did. I'm just making a statement. They didn't do something wrong not to have a championship. This year's Kings team, we'll just use Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. We used DeMar DeRozan last year. DeMar DeRozan didn't do something wrong to make the Kings not be good. They just didn't. They didn't have the pieces around him. Just like we talk about with Sabonis, they didn't have the right pieces around him for the team to be successful. Nobody looks at Domas and says, you did something wrong, or your game wasn't good enough. You don't play defense. You don't protect the rim. That's why they lost. The answer for all that is always, oh, we got to put people around him. Why don't we put people around DeMar DeRozan? Why don't we put people that complement Zach LaVine? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the, am I wrong to say that's not the narrative? Like, that's the talk of, like, they're losing because of DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, but Domantas Sabonis, they need to put the right players around him. Why isn't it that the other way?
Yeah, I don't remember saying that.
I'm not saying you. You're not the narrative. Yeah. I'm talking about the narrative. Am I wrong to say that is not the narrative when people talk about the Sacramento Kings?
Well, it's part of the narrative, but I would also say this. Like, Domantas Sabonis is a perfect fit with Zach LaVine. He is. Like, we've seen it so far in preseason. Like, if Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis are given enough time on the court, they will create a two-man game that is very difficult to stop. And you have a great rebounder, a great passer, and you have a great scorer at all three levels. That's great. Now put the other pieces around them. That's that, like, I'm not saying that they can't build around Zach LaVine, but if you're going to have Zach LaVine as your number one, you know, going out and getting a defensive minded point guard like Dennis Schroeder is one thing. That's great. But now you need these, you need three and D guys at the three and the four, because it doesn't matter how much better Zach LaVine gets at playing defense or Domantas Sabonis gets at playing defense. They're never going to be, you know, plus defenders in the NBA. They can be league average. They can be around league average. But, you know, again, like, it shouldn't be that difficult to find a shot blocker to put next to Domantas Sabonis. It shouldn't be that difficult to put some of these pieces in place. But it has been for this group. So, and I don't know if it's vision. I don't know if it's that they don't see basketball the way that I see basketball. And that's fine. We all have our different opinions on how we see basketball. But I'm watching, you know, you brought up, like, well, if you took away SGA from Chet, he's not winning a title. Okay. If you took Chet away from SGA, SGA could very well just be Luka Doncic, who wins a bunch of games but doesn't win the whole thing. Like, it you need all of these pieces to be successful, and it can't just be clones of the same person that you're trying to run out there and hope that that's going to work.
Okay, just making sure. Your philosophy on basketball might not be different than the front office. And I would never, ever, ever, ever ask Kings fans to be patient. That's absurd. Mm-hmm. I will say your vision, what you feel basketball or a basketball team should be, Hammer, might align perfectly with Scott Perry, but he's only had 5 months to execute his vision. And that's the really unfortunate part about all of this is probably the most unfortunate part about this is, you know, you're riding high off of the Beam Team thing a few years ago, and now you're just, you know, for the last couple of years, it feels like you've been, you were certainly chasing that the following year, falling just short. It felt like you fell miles short of what you did the year prior, when in actuality, you fell a couple of regular season games short, and then the postseason went the way that it did, and then last year just being a complete mess. But because the Beam Team is still in sight, because Domas is still here, because Malik is still here, because Keegan is still here, because there's elements of that still here, you wonder, like, what can you get out of this group? And the fact is, like, none of us know. We can all, you know, guess, lay our predictions, do all of that different stuff. But the fact is, Scott's still trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And his runway is not going to be very long. His runway is not going to be very long because this fan base is going to get frustrated. His runway is not going to be very long because we've seen how this owner operates. And that sucks too. So he's going to, like, I think it was Maddie earlier who said, I want to see what direction this is going early. Buy, sell, all of that stuff. Do we get to see the rookies? Like, what do we see? I want to see that pretty quickly. Scott's probably not going to be afforded that. You might not find out by February, but Scott better find out by April. Mm. May, June, July. He better have an idea then, because whether LaVine is here, whether DeMar is here, you can't run this whole thing back. And I refuse to believe that if you're trying to trade Malik Monk is suddenly completely untradeable. Mm-hmm. I don't buy that. Everybody can be traded in some way, shape, or form. Everybody can make a deal. Everybody can find a rim protector. Everybody can find a need, except for Charlotte, Washington, and Utah. They can't. But virtually every other team in the league can find their needs. The Sacramento Kings have to start functioning like a regular NBA franchise and find those pieces that they need. But it starts with what we were talking about earlier. And James, you were the first to bring it up. It starts with direction. You have to pick your direction, and you can't change your idea of what your direction is in 2 years. Because that's, you ask, like, we've got to try something different. We've got to try something different. No, we just have to try something for longer than 2 years. It's been this constant start over cycle. It's been this constant Vlade's vision, Monty's vision, Scott's vision, D'Alessandro's vision, Mike's vision, Luke's vision, Alvin's vision, Doug's vision. It's Scott and Doug now. You guys better figure it out. because I don't know what the next reaction is going to be from this fan base. But I don't think it's going to be good. I think this fan base will always be highly engaged with this team. But that Golden One Center, it'll be real easy to go sit by where Kenny sits if they don't figure this out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. And, you know, like, look, I think, you know, we've all heard the one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch, right? And I think in the NBA, like, you can get a bad apple that's just a bad person that comes in your locker room and destroys everything. That happens. But I don't think that that's, like, in NBA terms, what it really means. Like, one piece going can go the wrong way and change the entire look and feel and everything of your team and take you from where you were to where you are now, which is not a good place. And again, it's not a blame game on any specific person or player. It's that you have to be so cautious when mixing ingredients, or when you're putting apples in a barrel, you got to make sure there's not a bad one in there that's going to change the complexity of everything and spoil the bunch. And you know, again, I'm not trying to place blame on any one person, but what you can't do is continue down the road of that stuff and then try to Band-Aid fix everything. Like, this is not the moment to go death by mid-level exception. It's not. It's not the moment to go, again, like, this isn't a shot at Dennis Schroeder. This was not the time to go and get a $14 million a year point guard that's 31 years old. Because that's, you can have that, or you can have $3-5 million players that might help you more. And that's where you have to sit here and constantly be watching that you're not the team that's chasing to try to get back some glory that's already gone and you don't realize it yet. And so I hope that this group, number one, I hope they get out of the gate fast and they play well together and they find chemistry and find some sort of kismet. And all of a sudden, boom, this team is flying and we're all having a good time covering this team. I do. But I also know that, like, there's a reason why the Kings are in the place they're in right now. And you have to avoid those situations. And so I'm hoping that, you know, this is a cautionary tale that they learn from, that you don't just make trades to make trades, and that you don't just change things to change things. Like, choose a path and stick to it. Like what you just said, Damian, choose a path, stick to it. And, you know, again, players come and go, but, like, systems and designs and, like the stability of a franchise can last for a long time in the NBA. It doesn't have to be disposable. And that's what I always feel like this franchise over the last 15 years, it's just disposable people. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's not the way to build. You know, everyone wants to be the San Antonio Spurs, where they, you know, for like 39 out of their first 40 years in the NBA, they made the playoffs. And they're that way because they have stability. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers throw up a 500 season every year because they've had four coaches in like 500 years. Like, that's stability. And that's what I'm hoping that they figure out right now. It's like, land on an idea and stick with it.
I know for this particular season, we talked about earlier, I need to find out, we talk about dogs, we talk about people who have heart and all this other stuff. I need to figure out who took all that stuff to heart, all the disrespect, all the naysayers, so to speak, and felt some type of way about that. You can talk about it, you can complain about it all you want. You actually have an opportunity to do something about it starting tonight. And was what DeRozan said, or Westbrook said, or anybody else said, was that all just talk? How disrespected you felt? How pissed off you were about what people had to say? Was that all just talk? Or are you going to go out there and actually, with your actions, try to do something to change that perception or that outlook that people have of you? You got an opportunity. The time for talk is done. Mm-hmm. You can get out on that court and you can change people's mind that way. And we'll see if they're committed to doing that as a group, as a unit.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Because tomorrow could be a long day.
Please, for our sake,
well,
go do that.
Well, power rankings,
which were supposed to be today.
And in support, I don't know if you did this exactly, but in support of Russell Wilson finally standing up and verbally laying a smackdown on Sean Payton, we will no longer have the Russell Wilson rankings.
Sean Payton is such a miserable human being. What an awful way. Like, there are guys who are like, hey, yo, this person's a jerk. Sean Payton just seems like a guy who is just terrible. Just not a good person. Kevin James, what were you thinking? what was Kevin James thinking?
So, yeah, there will be no Russell Wilson rankings.
Where are you at tonight? That.
I'm at Sky River tonight.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't say anything because I genuinely didn't know.
I'm at Sky River tonight for the Coach's Corner show. We talking tonight. It ain't going to be no, like, clickbait stuff or nothing, but we gonna talk about it. This is a big game coming up. It's been a busy week. With Montana on deck. So we're going to be talking tonight with Coach, man.
Yeah, and of course, in the midst of all of that other nonsense, like that Montana game's on ESPN Friday night.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the
7 o'clock, Coach Sky Corner. River. If you can't get there, it's going to be on ESPN 1320 as well. You can have the...
You're not doing anything else at 7 o'clock, so what's it matter?
Well, you could have the game on TV, turn the volume down, listen to the Coach's Corner.
Or you could go watch Kenny at Sky River and probably watch the game on the 70 TV screens.
We're at 32 Brews. Yeah, we're at 32 Brews.
There it is. Coach Marion will also be with us here tomorrow. I've never understood why he does that, but I'm really thankful he does. two coaches shows here on ESPN 1320. And then, of course, we'll recap the Kings and the Suns.
Yeah. Season's here.
Will we hear Young Zell? We know it'll be the same song because he hasn't given us a new one.
The classic, though. The classic.
It is a classic, and you run the hits, man. The question is, will we hear it tomorrow? We'll find out. Beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings, light the beam!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.